morning. The title of my presentation today is A Strategy for Identifying Community-Level Priorities Using Assessment Data in a Community-Based Research Model. Thank you for coming this morning. The Healthy Community Council is located in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And yeah, we're looking out for Sandy. We're a community coalition established in 1995 with a mission to enhance the quality of life for the community through collaborative efforts of individuals, agencies, and institutions. The goals of the HCC have been to assess quality of life, which was done in 1996, 2001, 2006, and 2011, identify priorities from the assessment data, and implement strategies to address those priorities. While the focus of my presentation today is about identifying community priorities, it's important to discuss the assessment process, specifically the most recent one in 2011, since most of the priorities that we come up with are from the assessment data. Beginning in March of 2009, we held our first meeting, and we met once or twice a month through March of 2009 until May of 2010. During this time, we reviewed the 2006 Healthy Community Council assessment process, including the instrument that we used. We developed a list of tasks and a timeline for the 2011 assessment. For the 2011 assessment, we decided to maintain the 2006 assessment categories for longitudinal data purposes. We really wanted to start to have longitudinal data that we could use and look over time. The eight assessment categories included economy, education, environment, health, mental health and well-being, social well-being, supportive infrastructure, and youth. And for each of these eight categories, we had about five indicators for a total of 40 indicators. From June of 2010 to September of 2010, we purchased a list of residents with landlines, purchased about 4,400 names. We purchased a list of cell phones, about 600, because we knew that with landlines now, that there was going to be some bias with people who have actual landlines in the demographics. We obtained Institutional Review Board approval from James Madison University. We developed a cover letter, call logs, and telephone script. In October of 2010, my health science students contacted the list of residents via phone to seek participation in completing the assessment. Those who said that they were interested in completing the assessment instrument were mailed packets that included the assessment instrument, a cover letter, consent form. It was all anonymous. We sent out a reminder postcard a week after sending out the assessment instruments. We sent them to everyone that we sent a packet to, even those that had returned it, because since we didn't have any identifying information on the assessment instrument, we didn't know who returned them. Data was hand-entered into SPSS, Statistical Package for the Social Sciences, which is now, of course, PASW. The data was verified every fifth entry. We obtained feedback from a statistician. We weighted the data on a number of factors. February of 2011 through April 2011, we analyzed the assessment data. Mostly descriptive analysis was done. We disseminated the data to assessment team leaders for each of the assessment categories, for each of the eight assessment categories. So each of the eight assessment categories had a leader and a team that worked on analyzing the data, interpreting the data, and actually writing the report. That was the first phase of our process, which again took a year and a half or more. The second phase was the actual summits where we identified the priorities. The first summit was held in September of 2011. At this summit, we presented all the findings from the actual assessment that was conducted. The attendees, and we had, I think in total, 140-some different people that attended the different summits. We asked the attendees to select two of the assessment categories. We had tables set up with identifiers with each of the assessment categories. And we asked them to answer the following questions from the data that had just been presented. And they also were given the report ahead of time to look at. What caught your attention related to the assessment data presented? As a community, what are we doing well? And what are the challenges? And what are the opportunities? At the second summit, which was held in October of 2011, a month later, we gave an overview of this first summit. Each of the table facilitators from the first summit gave a five-minute presentation of the discussion that was held related to the four questions that I just mentioned. The attendees selected one assessment category of the eight to answer the following questions. What are the highlights from the last Healthy Community Council Summit, which was Summit 1? What is the data telling us? And what are the top community priorities? Table facilitators of the second summit captured feedback on the large sheets of paper, and then they were placed around the meeting room. You can see here in the picture. The attendees were given three green dots. The green dots represented what people thought, each individual thought, should be a community priority. And then two orange dots, which represented what they, as an individual or their organization, would champion as far as spending time and effort. And we know that those are two different things. You can identify something as a priority with a green dot, but you may not be either interested or have the expertise or the resources to actually work on that priority. We know that those are two entirely different things. And you can see from your handout that we had a list of 32 different priorities that came about, and what the ratings were in regards to community priorities, which is the second column, the first column of numbers, and then the individual is the last column. The results of this process, we came up with 10 different priority areas: teen pregnancy, fostering neighborhood associations, obesity, integration of health and mental health, transportation, jobs in the workforce, increased nonprofit capacities, addressing inequalities, healthy relationships, and increased coordination of services for persons in crisis. At the third summit, which was held in November of 2011, we again did an overview of summits 1 and 2. And then we asked the attendees, we gave them a handout, to assess the 10 potential priorities on magnitude, consequences, and feasibility. And then we had discussion based on their feedback. And you can see here that in the first column, we have the potential priority that was listed, the 10 that I mentioned. People were asked to rate magnitude, consequences, and feasibility. So 4 was high and 1 was low. And you can see that the columns that are highlighted for magnitude, consequences, and feasibility, people did help them to decide what should be our community priorities. The assessment conclusion, the 2011 priorities that came out of this process were teen pregnancy, fostering neighborhood associations, obesity, integration of health and mental health, transportation, jobs and educational inequalities, increase in nonprofit capacities. And going back to the 10 that were listed, what we did was that we took healthy relationships and included that with teen pregnancy, because that kind of goes hand in hand. And then the jobs and workforce, we added addressing inequalities and felt like that was a good combination. And then the increase in coordination of services for persons in crisis was decided not to be a priority for this coming time period, maybe something that we address in the next 5 years. When we identify priorities, we try to work on them for at least 5 years. Obviously, there's some that go on beyond the 5 years. Since we do the assessment every 5 years, we look at new priorities or priorities that should continue. Teen pregnancy has been a priority for a number of years. The next steps are to form action teams, which was done in 2011, around each of the 7 priorities, and identify leaders for each of those action teams. Each of these action teams have now developed strategic plans, which were done in early 2012. The Healthy Community Council has held workshops and seminars. We meet quarterly, and so we've been trying to use our quarterly meetings, which are in January, March, June, and then September, to have kind of workshop seminars for the action teams to help them with the process. All the individuals on Healthy Community Council do this on the side. It's not any of our jobs or full-time jobs. It may be a component of some people's jobs, but it's really kind of all on our own. The Healthy Community Council Steering Committee meets monthly, and we've asked that one representative from each action team sit on the steering committee so that we can have some follow-up and help with the process of getting these action teams, kind of helping them with the process, which is our third goal that I mentioned early on in the presentation. And, of course, we're doing ongoing evaluation, and I'm hoping to come next year and present on some of the things that have come about from the action teams. We know that the obesity action team has received a grant. A couple of the other action teams have written grants and done a number of projects out there. So we're really excited about the work that we're doing and the work that we will